Good morning and a happy Monday to you. We are coming to you live from the brand new KFUO studios at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm joined here by several distinguished guests. Buzz Ulrich, getting this on video archive. Gary Duncan, operations manager, or director of operations at Worldwide KFUO. And Rod Zwanitzer, director of broadcast for KFUO. Good morning, I'm Randy Asbury, host of His Time. And we're joined by another distinguished guest here, C.F.W. Walther. There he is, wearing the headphones, ready to speak into the microphone right out in the lobby of the International Center. So welcome to His Time. Welcome to a new chapter in the history of Worldwide KFUO broadcasting from, I'm going to call it, the new historic Studio A. It's new because this is the first time we've been here, right?
Right.
It's also history because we just made history. We went on the air with no glitches yet.
don't speak too
soon. Knock on wood, right?
There is no
wood
in here.
So Gary and Rod are here joining us to kick off this His Time program, this first full broadcast day at these new studios. Rod, why don't you begin us with a little prayer?
Sure. In name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you are the giver of all good things, and especially do we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and for his message of great good news to all the world, and for the privilege and honor that we have of broadcasting that good news via this station for 88 years, starting a new chapter today. From this International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Bless all that contribute to this, and we thank you and give you all the thanks and praise for all the many souls throughout KFUO's history who were diligent in proclaiming Jesus and him crucified for the sins of all the world. Allow us to reach people with this great message, and may it permeate hearts and increase faith around the globe. We ask for all these good things, knowing that you hear them for the sake of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, Gary, tell us what's in store for KFUO, the International Center, later today, this morning.
Coming up later on today at 10 a.m. in the chapel, we're going to have a dedication service. And following that, a short reception out here in the lobby. I think there's a ribbon cutting as well, or some kind of...
Yes.
I know, cutting of the cake. That's what I'm waiting for.
Cutting of the cake. There we
but
go.
But it's more than that.
Pastor Matt Harrison will be doing the honors of preaching in chapel. And then he will also... We'll process up here with the cross and a little music and dedicate the studios to God's glory. And then the cake. With Gary popping out of it, I believe.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, no. The practice didn't go so
just
well.
Just popping the cake into his mouth, I think, right?
Popping into it.
Very good. So big festivities here, a joyous day for Worldwide KFUO, joyous day for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because this is kind of melding these two entities, if you will. They've always been melded one way or another, but in a very close way so that we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide. We can also be right at the heart of the, what do you call it the other day, Rod, the newsmakers of worldwide Lutheranism, even Christianity in general, because this is kind of the hub and center of the activities of our church body.
If you've noticed, a few of the employees that are coming in early are stopping by and waving and all excited, and that's what I've heard over the last months. How excited they all are to have us here among them. And that's, as you were saying, Randy, that's really part of the big reason that we located it here, is because the people that we deal with on a daily basis for news and for information and for product content are in this place. And so it's just a great event and a great sight, as you can see. I mean, where else do you have stained glass and a statue of Walther, and you've got a beautiful wood sculpture over there, the gorgeous tree-lined entry to the International Center right here in front of us. And then this just gorgeous studio. I mean, the more I look at it, the more I like it. The colors, some say it's too dark, but boy, is it rich. And for photos and everything, it's really a showcase. So we're going to thank our architects and our contractor and so many people that made this all happen. A really team effort, as Gary can tell you, who slaved away at this and still are slaving away to get it up. And we're not quite there, but we're broadcasting out of our on-air studio now. We've got two more probably done, is from what Sam said.
Yeah, we've got the phone screening room. That's also a production room, production for producing various programs and voice work, and also the classic99.com studio on the fourth floor.
Just above our heads.
It's exactly right over us. It's completed as well. So those are the three that are up and running. There's two more. Now that we're not broadcasting from the old location, some of that equipment will come over here, the final stage, and the next two studios will be built here.
And a big shout-out to Sam Caputa, our engineer, who's been orchestrating a lot of this, making sure all of the wires are connected in the right places and the screens are showing the right things. So big kudos to him.
And also Sam has Tim Gorey helping him. Is it Vino?
Gino.
Do you know Gino's last name?
I don't.
Gino, and then also Ralph Brancato helping as well. And he's a member of Ascension. Ralph is. So he's a Lutheran.
Very
boy.
Good.
He was here last night when I came. After we signed off the old studio, I came over here and met with Sam and Ralph. We did a little fine-tuning of the studio here.
Well, Rod, you weren't kidding. When people walk in that door, they look right over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like being in a fishbowl here, but I'm going to turn it around. It's like, now we can see who's coming early to work or late to work, right?
Right. Here's
you're the timekeeper, Randy.
here's the director of International Missions, Pastor Randy Golter, coming into work. Hi, Randy.
We can announce all that.
He's looking around for the voice.
There's Barb. There's Randy. Yes, okay.
Hey,
Randy, there we go.
Don't touch the glass, Randy.
Barb just cleaned it.
Don't touch the glass.
That's right. Well, good to have everyone here.
You can see his mouth moving, but we can't hear what he's saying because of the
language.
Soundproofing.
Sign language. So this is exciting. You know, it's not only exciting for us that have lived this thing for, what, over 6 months, Gary, but it's exciting now for all of the Synod. And so all of you out there listening to this, tell your friends about Worldwide KFUO, because it's really the church's station, and we've got to do more of that to create that it is the Missouri Synod and Worldwide Lutherans station. That's what we're going for. That's what we want it to be, with God's blessings. And so you're invited to come here and look at us. Just don't touch glass. It's all
right.
Clean. It's all sparkly.
Barb just cleaned it. Don't touch the glass.
Yeah, what we're talking about, the whole front of this is a solid pane of glass, double pane glass, looking out, as we call it, the fishbowl. We had some great ideas about maybe filling it up partway with water and getting
some fish
going
in there. I thought fish.
Wave action going. Fish would be
if
nice.
You fill really both lay all the way to the top.
Jesus is into that, fishing for men.
It would appear that we were all in the water with the fish if you did it right.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
That's the next thing on your budget.
Let's work on that. I don't know about cleaning. I hate to clean the aquarium, you know.
Yeah, those are a mess.
Yeah. But just gorgeous facilities with the best in technology. And so come and check us out. Wave hi to us. Tour the rest of the International Center. And listen in today at 10 o'clock. That's Central Standard Time. 10 to 11, we'll be live broadcasting the worship service and then the blessing of the studio complex that we're in. And then some cake. So,
which Gary is looking forward to.
Yes. I need that sugar rush to keep me up today.
There you go.
After being up so late.
Gary, you might talk to our listeners about this. I think, what do we have with the schedule besides the hour of the dedication of the studios?
Well, as far as the rest of the day, yeah, we'll have our normal programming after that.
So we have morning prayer. His time goes to 9 o'clock, and morning prayer at 9 a.m.
9 to 9:30, right?
And then we have Focus on the Family, right. 9:30 to 10. Then 10 to 11,
special broadcast.
We'll have the special broadcast. And then 11 to noon is
Faith and Family. It'll be repeat today.
Yeah, so one of the best.
It will be so
past.
Busy with
yes.
everything else.
Moments of Assurance, 12 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred Music, 1 to 2.
And that's with somebody. Who is that guy?
Oh, yeah, GD. GD. And then we have Long Gospel.
That's coming up at 2.
2:30.
And then
Book Talk
with
and
you.
And followed by Issues, Etc. from 3 to 5.
And then Buzz. With Sacred Music in the evening.
Up till the wee hours of the night, right?
Yes, indeed.
9:30. So great lineup to sanctify your day with the Word of God and prayer.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Is there any other station that does it like that we know of?
Not that I know of. No news stations, no sports stations.
No Christian stations.
No music stations.
Like that.
No.
Really.
And we give you the Word of God in its purity, the gospel in its sweetness. We pray with you. We pray for you. Morning prayer, the sacred music. That's another way to pray. So we are sanctifying your day with the Word of God in prayer.
And the message always stays the same, unlike a lot of Christian radio stations where they sell block time. And you'll get all sorts of messages throughout the day. And by the end of the day, if you're listening, you get confused. Here, the message is always the same. Christ crucified for our sins.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, let's do a little more sanctifying your day with the Word of God and prayer. Today is the day the church sets aside to remember the nativity of St. John the Baptist. And when I first looked at that, I thought, how do you tie that together with a radio station? Didn't take too long to figure it out, to make the connection. A few things about St. John the Baptizer. He was the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. We hear about him in Advent, by the way, a lot. He's born into a priestly family. His birth was miraculously announced. Remember, Zechariah and Elizabeth were beyond the age of childbearing. And then on the occasion of John's birth, his aged father proclaimed a hymn of praise. We call it, anybody know? Anybody got it? The Benedictus. Blessed be God. And this hymn is entitled The Benedictus, serves as the traditional gospel canticle in the church's service of morning prayer. We just might hear that a little bit later this morning. Events from John's life and his teaching are known from accounts in all four Gospels. In the wilderness of Judea, near the Jordan River, John began to preach a call to repentance and a baptismal washing. And he told the crowds, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Well, isn't that what we do right here at Worldwide KFUO? Call people to repentance, point them to their baptism, give them the sweet good news of God's forgiveness and Christ crucified and risen, and point them to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Well, John then later denounced the immoral life of the Herodian rulers, and the result of that was that Herod Antipas, a tetrarch of Galilee, had him arrested and imprisoned, and then Herod had him beheaded. So John is remembered and honored as the one who with his preaching pointed to the Lamb of God and prepared the way for the coming Messiah. And that's exactly what any good messenger does, and especially the messenger of good news, right here at AM 850 or KFUO.org. So a good way to begin this new broadcast era, looking at John the Baptist. And what did John say? "He must increase, I must decrease."
You know, that's what I was thinking too, Randy. Isn't that wonderful? And, you know, the significance, he's always pointing not to himself or anyone or anything else, but to the Christ. You know, there's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And how special is that for us that follow that historic liturgy to sing those words repetitively before we receive Christ's body and blood, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith, for the unity of the church. And so appropriate text really for this day, isn't it? Pointing to the Christ, the world being pointed to Christ through Worldwide KFUO, that they might see that Jesus really is the Savior of the entire world. And with that, that the Lord would draw them out of the darkness of their self and their sin to the brilliant light of Jesus Christ. What a marvelous task it is for that. I was thinking the other day, about a year ago, I was installed by President Harrison at this very place. And his task, he said in his sermon, you know, Rod, you and KFUO have kind of an easy task. All you have to do is proclaim the good news. And really, that's it, isn't it? We're just like John the Baptizer, pointing everybody we can worldwide to Jesus Christ.
Easy task? What happened to John in the end?
Well, there could be a little bumps along the road, but in the end, we know it all turns out good, and isn't that what counts?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
the saving of souls, saving of many people alive.
You know, you're like in the fourth quarter, and you look like you're way behind. In fact, you might have lost your head in the battle. But in Christ, you're a winner.
Amen to that. Well, let's pray the prayer of the day for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Almighty God, through John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, you once proclaimed salvation. Now grant that we may know this salvation and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And let's take a little listen to some sacred music, very fitting for this day of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, on Jordan's Bank, the Baptist Cry. Time for the Daily Bible Quiz. A new week, a new question. This week's question, what's that again? What's that again? And the clue for Monday, no straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, make bricks. And behold, your servants are this. But the fault is in your own people. Don't give the answer yet. That clue again. No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, make bricks. And behold, your servants are this. But the fault is in your own people. Do you think you know the answer? You know the answer? You know the answer?
Is my mic on? No, it's not.
Not yet. Okay. I don't normally have company at this part of the program.
Make bricks.
I said make bricks. That's part of the clue.
Yeah, make bricks is not the answer.
That's not the answer.
No. The answer is the construction crew who built this building.
It's
the studios. Not the building. The building's been here.
What number should they call? 1-800-844-0524. Is that still working?
It should be rolled over
pretty quick here.
Pretty quick.
But the 505 number, maybe not so much.
The 505, okay. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So if you think you know the answer to that, 1-800-844-0524 is the number to call.
KFUO.org is a guaranteed way to do it.
You can also email at KFUO@KFUO.org. It's funny, that email is just taking over, mm-hmm. And phones are just, what, so yesterday, passé.
Yeah, they're so 20th century.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. Oh, here we are on his time. Let's get into our next segment, shall we? Sanctifying your day with the Word of God and prayer. That's what we do right here at His Time, and we thank you for joining us on this historic day, the launch of the new KFUO studios at the International Center of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Normally at this time slot, we do our New Testament reading for the day, courtesy of Treasury of Daily Prayer, but we're going to make you wait just a little bit. We'll do that top of the next hour with Pastor William Whedon. He is Director of Worship and International Center Chaplain for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He'll join us to discuss John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. We'll read that, get his insights and his excitement about it later next hour. For this little brief segment, we'll talk a little bit more about these new studios. What do we expect to be doing in the very near future here? Rod and Gary Duncan joining us, Rod Zwanitzer joining us.
I think I'll let Rod answer that question.
Where are we going from here? More people coming in. They're gawking in. They're looking at the animals behind the cage. Behind the glass.
That's the first
here.
Thing we're going to do, the sign that do not feed the animals. That's coming up first.
There's Pam Nielsen.
Good morning, Pam.
She's
smiling, so it must sound pretty good.
There we go. All right. She's nodding her head, too. Okay, she heard that. Well, very good. So where are we going from here, Rod?
Well, we're going more out into the United States, and from there springboarding into the rest of the world. And as you know, Randy, we have computer devices that allow us to track listeners over the internet. We don't have that capability in St. Louis, but through outside of the St. Louis listening audience, we can really track where people are. Now, we don't know who you are, your street, or anything like that. It just gives us...
We're not stalking you.
No. We just know that we have listeners in Pretoria, South Africa, places like that.
Seoul, South Korea.
We do. We have some people in South Korea that listen to us every day to this show, and those numbers are growing. So really, what we're imploring the Lord to do is bless us so that more and more people around our country, around our continent and the other continents can hear this pure good news. And as we were talking before, Randy and Gary, I don't know of another broadcast that is Lutheran, is pure gospel, sacraments talked about exactly as Christ mandated and gave them to be talked about. And everything we do, from the music to the talk to the news, we're trying to do that. And we might say, too, that one of our goals is to be the voice for the Lutheran Church worldwide, and our kind of entree into that, if you will, was World Lutheran News Digest. Twice a day, we have a minute version of that, a smaller version of that, where we give news about the Lutheran Church around the world, organizations, individuals, mercy, Life Together Fellowship, all of that, increasingly. And I think when that catches on, we'll be down that road that we really want to become the voice for the Lutheran Church worldwide. And so I think once we get past this kickoff of the new studios, we can start to focus on that kind of stuff. We've got some great partners now worldwide that we're looking at some adventurous, exciting things to really be the messenger of good news throughout the globe. Gary can tell you, we attended a conference in Atlanta, Georgia,
right,
last October, where all these people were, and we had the great privilege and honor to interview a lot of them, and they are so excited about this. I mean, some of them could hardly stand the wait. They like wanted to do it today. We said, we're just not ready.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, with the Lord's blessing again, very quickly, we can announce some exciting things happening there worldwide. So, we're serious when we say worldwidekfuo.org. We are, and that's where we're heading.
And it truly is an amazing gift. People can listen all over the globe, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether it's to his time or the morning prayer segment or the Bible study issues, etc., or the sacred music for our time zone in the evening and nighttime hours.
There are so many new devices, and a neat story is Gary and his grandson with a device that I still have to see it to believe it. But Gary, tell us about that.
There's a you have heard of smart TVs, but you also have smart Blu-ray players, and these different devices like the smart TVs and the smart Blu-ray players have apps on them, including a radio app. So I bought a Blu-ray player that has the smart apps, and it had the radio app, and I handed the remote control to my 10-year-old grandson and said, find KFUO, save it as a favorite. He goes, okay. He did the search, found it, saved it as a favorite. Now when I turn on my Blu-ray player, my TV, I'll hit the radio app, I hit my favorite, I hit KFUO, and in my surround sound, KFUO, just beautiful sound in the surround sound.
Coming out of the stereo sound system.
That good old
system.
HD. And then high definition.
Then you just turn off the TV, monitor the screen because you don't need to see it, and just listen to KFUO through that app. And you could do that anywhere with this device where you have Wi-Fi.
So we're no longer limited to that, 100-mile radius that we've had for so long with the radio antenna. That's our footprint, they call it. Mm-hmm. About 100 miles either direction of St. Louis, Missouri, USA. Now, because of this new technology, we can go all over the place. People can even listen in their cars as they're driving through, rural Iowa.
Or another example.
The hinterlands of North Dakota or things like that.
You know, here's a good one, too, is there was an elderly lady that lived here in St. Louis all of her life and loved KFUO. And because of her health, her family was moving her to Denver, Colorado.
Closer to one of her daughters.
Closer to one of her daughters to look after in a senior home. And called up Gary and said, is there any stations in Denver that broadcast KFUO? And Gary said, no, but you can get us 24/7. And so tell the rest of the story, because, I mean, this is so easy to do.
She was like hoping to find one program for her mother to listen to, because her mother was very much missing KFUO. And after I told her that, I said, what you need to do is find a Wi-Fi radio. You can find them on the internet or also at your local electronics store. So they're no more than about $100. And you just, I asked her, do you have Wi-Fi in the nursing home? And she said, yeah, but my mother doesn't know anything about computers. I said, she doesn't need to know anything about computers with this. Just have, I think I even said to her, have your grandson set it up. You know?
It's always the young ones who know how to do this stuff, isn't it?
Or have your son or something set it up. I said, just have somebody set it up for, set a preset on the Wi-Fi radio. And we got a nice response saying that her mother listens every day in the Denver area to KFUO via the Wi-Fi radio that they set up for her. And all she has to do is turn it on, hit the preset, just like the smart TV, hit the preset, and it's there for her. It's that easy.
Yeah, once you get the preset, you don't even have to hit the preset. Like ours at home, we're stuck on KFUO. And so you just hit the power button, it's a red button, you hit it on, and up comes KFUO.
Right. The first thing, the last thing you have always comes up first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So same thing with the smart TV app. As soon as I turn it on now, it just comes on.
And for a nice price or donation, Gary and I will fly anywhere in the world and set up that Wi-Fi radio for you.
You heard it right here. For the right price, for the right donation, Rod Zwanitz or Gary Duncan
or
will
Miles,
fly to you.
Or Miles.
Set up your Wi-Fi radio.
Miles could do it.
Or Miles could do it.
Or my grandson. Right. We'll send my grandson.
Yeah. Miles, if you're out there, we love you. He's our streaming guy.
The streaming's sounding so good these days.
We were driving home last night. We got a brand new Escape. And all of a sudden, Bonnie said, what is that HD right there next to 850 mean? And I said, that's high definition. Our receiver in this new car must be good enough that it takes HD. Because it was acknowledged. It was lighting up and saying, we're broadcasting, and it sounds so good.
Okay, yeah, if you have HD, and it's that's far as your regular signal from the 850 frequency in St. Louis, you'll get awesome stereo CD quality sound from the HD, but you even get even better sound. The streaming that Miles is doing for us, the quality of streams that he's doing, you even get better sound from the streams. So that's why I was saying in the surround sound, it's just, you're amazed how full all the instruments and everything sound when you're listening to Buzz in the evening, for example. That's what I was listening to the other night. And it's so full. And the range and everything, because we're used to the AM signal of KFUO. Well, it's way more than that now. It's 24 hours.
Much better.
And it's 24 hours a day because of the internet, where we have to sign off at legal sunset because of the FCC rule that goes back to who knows when, and we're a daytimer. But not anymore. God, you know, bless God. Thank God for that. You know, the technology. You said it yesterday. God gave us the technology to use it for spreading the gospel, and that's what
we're doing. Right, and nothing but the best for the message of Jesus Christ crucified and risen. You are listening to His Time, and we're coming to you live from our new studios at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. We will be right back here on His Time. I'm Randy Asbury, Rod Zwanitzer, Gary Duncan with me this morning. Stay tuned. We'll come right back.